Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Adam Purcell, and I'm the teaching pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. This past Sunday, we continued our series where we're studying through Ephesians, and we turned our attention to the beginning of Ephesians chapter 4. And when we look at the first couple verses in Ephesians chapter 4, there the Apostle Paul writes, "I therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you," and now he's going to urge us, those of us who profess faith in Jesus Christ, to do some stuff. And so I want to take a moment today and just point out to you these things that we're being urged to live out. And so he says, "I urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called." And then beginning in verse 2, he describes some characteristics that should mark all of us who profess the name of Jesus Christ as our Savior and Lord. And before I even read verse 2, I want you to think for a moment about, we're living through a pretty tumultuous time. And I assume you sometimes will hop on social media, and what I am tempted to do while on social media and even in face-to-face interactions and what maybe you have been doing or are tempted to do on social media, I just want you to think about how those thoughts match up with what we are about to read. So beginning in Ephesians chapter 4, starting in verse 2, it says, "With all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace." And when you read that and you begin to think about just a lot of the interactions that maybe we've been a part of, or maybe we're just observing, you know, if I were being honest and if you were to ask me, "Hey, are you observing a lot of humility and gentleness in how people are engaging with one another?" I would say, I don't know that humility or gentleness are the marks that I'm observing. Well, what about patience? You know, people bearing with one another in love, people eager, like clearly eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. Is that what we're observing? And I would say, man, I don't know. I don't know that that's what I see in my own heart in terms of its disposition, and I don't know that that's what I'm observing. And so I want to challenge you today, no matter whether you've been doing really well at this or you've really been struggling with this, I want to remind you that in Christ, we have been forgiven of all of our sin, and we've been set free from the slavery to sin, and we have been united to Christ and also to one another, all of us who are in the church. And so I want to challenge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called. And that includes humility and gentleness and patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. And the truth is, when we try to do these things in our own strength, it just crushes us. We're probably not going to be very good at it. And if we become good at it, we're just going to become like Pharisees. And this is just a reminder for us that we always, all the time, need Jesus Christ and the grace that he brings to us. And so I want to remind you, as we seek to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which we have been called, that we always need to rely on the grace that we have in Jesus Christ, who by his Spirit transforms us more and more into his image, so that we truly can, as we bear the fruit of the Spirit, engage with one another, whether in person or on Sunday mornings or online or wherever we may be. We truly might be humble and patient and eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit. And so let's take a moment and let's pray. And let's ask the Lord to help us to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which we have been called. Father in heaven, we do praise you that in the name of Jesus Christ, you have called us to be your own. You make us your own through the shed blood and resurrection of your Son. And Father, we acknowledge to you that we so often fail at walking in a manner worthy of our call. But God, our desire is to do that. And so, Father, please give us the help that we need. God, grant us humility, grant us patience, grant us eagerness to maintain unity. And God, we acknowledge to you that the fruit of the Spirit is not something that we do by increasing our effort or something we do on our own. But God, even though you call us to make every effort, but God, this is a work that you do in us. And so, Father, we do ask that you would do this work in our hearts so that we might glorify you more fully so that we might obey your word and walk in a manner worthy of our call. We love you. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen. Well, we want to give you a moment now to pray on your own as well. God bless.